Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the pre-Arsenal press conference. Usual script, and we'll kick off with the open section of the press conference, and then we'll move on to our embargo section, which, as usual, will be a temporary embargo for tonight. So, Vinny, do you want to kick off?
Sure. Obvious question to start with as well. Did you watch?
If you ever ask not the obvious question, it's the question.
It's just part of the job, isn't it? People generally know what we're going to come at you with.
Yeah, good. But what's the question?
Did you watch Manchester City last night? What does it do for the mood when you see them held to a draw ahead of what's a big game anyway against an informed Arsenal side? And obviously you've got that incentive now to cut their lead at the top down to 1 point. City's lead, that is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I watched it for exactly 65 minutes. So, for analyse reasons, believe it or not. Just have a look, what are they doing? I don't have very often time to watch games in real time, so when they're really happening, I have to watch it back or stuff like this. This year, I watched it a good watch, but after I thought Crystal Palace did really well, but City did really well as well, just in finish situations off and the last, what was it then, 30 minutes or whatever. No, I didn't watch it. So I got at some point, saw the result, and was surprised.
Does it impact the mood though ahead of this game?
No. No. Why should it? It would impact the mood if we would be in our mind in this competition with City and think, okay, now we have them here and have them there or stuff like this. But in fact, we play Arsenal, and maybe we are still 4 points behind. And I don't know how you can count points away at Arsenal just now already and think, it's only 1 point. So I think it's maybe easy for you, but it's 4 points, and we have to play this game, and that's what I'm concerned about. But as we all know, if we want to reach something in this Premier League and you're not top of the table, you need to win all your games, and sometimes you need the other teams to draw points. Not sure that was now already necessary or not. We will see. Well, but it all depends on our results still. And that's why we think about them and not the others.
What's the latest then on Mo Salah's injury? And will he be fit to be part of things tomorrow?
Looks like Mo is a tough cookie. And he was only a little bit capsular. So we were quite happy and lucky with it. And was swollen, painful. Yesterday, a little less swollen, less painful. Now I got a message only before the press conference that Mo is ready to train. And we will see how that looks.
Finally from me, and just on Mo once again, after we spoke about his contract on Friday, his agent tweeted 7 laughing emojis. Now, I don't know whether you're aware of this, are you? Did you take it as a response to what you'd had to say? And therefore, does it impact negotiations at all? Have you heard any more as to where negotiations are at?
I'm not on Twitter, not a good reason for that. But I'm happy for him, and he's in a good mood. But you said in the beginning, I spoke about that. And actually, I shouldn't have. I don't think I said anything. It was absolutely, it was like it is. But you got me in the trap or whatever. All of a sudden, I created headlines. The last thing I want to do in press conference is create headlines. And again, you just asked the question, and I gave such a long answer. And yeah, no, but it's all fine. And I don't know about any kind of reactions and stuff like this. But that's not what I'm concerned about. It's just I think that it's how it should be in the moment. The indecisive parties are in contact, and the rest we will see.
Thank you.
Hi, Jurgen. 8 Premier League wins in a row. You've only conceded 2 goals in that time. How strong do you feel you are defensively, and how important is that for your title hopes?
It's the basis for everything. Whatever you want to achieve in football life is based on defensive discipline, on the attitude the team puts in, because you only can win whatever if you are consistent. If you want to be consistent, you have to defend with all you have, and everybody has to be involved in that and all these kind of things. Otherwise, it's not possible. So, I consider myself as a positive person, but with our football games, I'm quite critical, to be honest. So I think I always think we could have done here better, and it's true. We anyway can do better everywhere. But when someone tells me we conceded 2 in the last 8 or whatever, then I think immediately, okay, what was the mistake when we conceded these 2 goals? So it's still possible, and I know how good Arsenal is in the moment, and we shouldn't think about the defensive record we had. We should think about the defensive record for this game, and to defend them, we have to be really in a really good moment, because they are obviously they won as well a lot of games. I'm not sure, 5 at least, if not more. They are much more rested than we are, obviously. We are in a very intense period. I heard now that we played, since we met last time, 12 games, they played 6. Oops. You feel all these games, that's how it is. We try to fix it with making changes, but not all the players had rest and stuff like this. So it's a tough one tomorrow night, but we are still looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. Mikkel is doing obviously an incredible job there, and you can really see week by week, month by month, the development they are doing together, and that's really impressive. And we have to be ready, but I sense we will be ready.
Yeah, Mikel Arteta has been given the time to build something at Arsenal. They look like they're becoming a force to be reckoned with again in the Premier League.
Look how smart that is. You have the right guy, give him time, then you can get the benefit of it. And that's what obviously is happening there in the moment. So, yeah.
Just in terms of the title race, 8 wins in a row suggests you are going to push Manchester City all the way. Do you feel that?
That's the plan. That's the plan, of course. So that we keep being as annoying as possible. But it's like, it's... I said we have to win our football game, so that doesn't help when I say it here. So, and you know it anyway. Why should we say no? That's now not our cup of tea. No, of course we are very ambitious and very determined to do great stuff. But we respect a lot how good they are, and we respect even more how good all the other teams are we face on the way there. If you tell me, if I have now not all 10 games we still have to play, but there are a few really tough ones in. Each Premier League game is tough, but a few are especially tough. One of them we play tomorrow night. And I'm sitting here and then thinking, and I would say we win 10 games. That doesn't sound very likely, but as long as it's possible, we will give it a proper try, I can tell you. Thank you.
Julia?
Jurgen, you spoke last week about fighting for everything you had, and at the start of the season, after winning the Premier League to take the title, you said if you don't defend the title, you're going to attack it from the start. Do you thrive then at this stage? How much do you thrive on this stage of the season when there's still so many things in front of you that you can have an opportunity to win?
If you go through the last few years, you will see that there's never looked really differently, to be honest. There was a couple, I'm not sure how many years in my whole career where like we had not to go with all we have until last match day because something was there to grab. Was it to stay in the league, or was it a spot in the...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Europa League, or was it as part of the Champions League, or was it becoming champion or whatever? It's always like it's always the same, and that's what I said. If you build the whole season basis until a specific moment, and then the decisions will be made, and if you are close enough, you are involved in that decision making, and that's where we are. So we have reached the quarterfinal in two competitions, and in the Premier League, obviously not in the worst possible spot. So, but how we said, we've created a basis. And now we have to be ready for a long finish with 10 games or 19, I don't know. But it's a finish, and we will give it a try, whatever happens.
I was just wondering, because physically it's intense, but mentally how intense is it as well? Or does adrenaline just take you through?
Yeah, yeah, that helps massively. And yes, it is. It is intense. So it's like... You said that we won the last 8 games. Imagine we would have lost one of them. So it's still a good run. 7 games, 1 defeat. It sounds okay, just for us not. It's like, oh God. Because you only be, yeah, that's right. And to bring yourself and or ourselves always in this mindset. For me, it's actually not a problem because I can delete the physical part. I'm not physically involved really, apart from stuff football once a week. And that's the... But of course, we're boys, and I know that. And so we, whatever help we can give in these moments, we give. And you can imagine the mood is good. It's not like crazy good. So it's just concentrated, focused, and good. But this week, so when we speak, we won again last week 2-0. And I know it's not about flying all the time. But after the game, when I speak in the dressing room, stuff like this, and I'm then they are critical, and you see in the face of what he's talking about. So, like, what can we do more than winning and stuff like this? But it's about staying on track. It's about trying to improve in the best moment, even the best moment when you have that result-wise. How can we make sure? I didn't like too much that out the start in the last few games when the other teams were always slightly more energetic in the very beginning. I get that teams adapt a lot to us, and they have... always a different match. So we prepare a game and we say, okay, they have a playing build-up, then they play against us and they kick only long balls, or it's the other way around and all these kind of things. So it was a specific preparation, because we face very often teams who have more time than us to prepare the game. And so I accept 100% that we then have in the first 5-10 minutes, we have to learn the game. So what's required today? But I still think we could do better. And that's what we try. And that's what we do. And that's how we keep ourselves in line, that we constantly try to improve things and don't think about the last result. Don't think about the next result. Think just about the next game and try to play your best football possible.
Chris, really good side.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
On Mikel Arteta, you mentioned earlier about him being given the time at Arsenal. What do you think?
No, he said they gave him the time. I didn't say.
What do you think he's done in particular to get Arsenal into this position after what was a poor start to the season from them?
I can't even remember their start, to be honest. As you see them playing now, and I just see that they have a clear structure, a clear idea, have a how I think a really good team, like properly tuned. You can see a clear idea how they want to play football. It's possession based. Not sure about us, but in general, it's possession-based and is young, full of talent, full of joy. It's all what you can see if you go through the lineup. It's an experienced striker up front with Lacazette, and then three very exciting young boys behind them, then a bit more experience again on the double six, and then a pretty young last line and a young, really good goalie. So that's already sounds, and there's Smith Rowe not even in. So on top of that, and other guys, and all these kind of things. So it's really it's interesting. You cannot see differently. Other teams will not like it because another big name back on track 100%, but that's how it looks.
And at the start of February, you called John Matip one of the best free signings in Liverpool's history. And since then, he's gone to score against Leeds, won Premier League Player of the Month of February as well, and got a great assist for Luis Diaz's brave goal at the weekend. Would you say this is the best form Joel's been in since he's been at the club?
No, most obvious form for people because of the outcome of these situations, scores, sets up, these kind of things. No, Joel is pretty consistent since he's here. When he's fit, it was always good. Can't remember. It's now or not. He didn't play 100% all the time, outstanding games, but a lot when he was fit. And now I think it's just most obvious in the moment because of scoring and these kind of things and play of the month. It's absolutely great. He was before in a similar shape and long, long, long may continue.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Carl, Matt.
Very good. And you always say that if you're in a position around about March, April time, you can then push for everything. I'm just wondering, is there any more you can press on the accelerator at this stage, considering you've won 18 in a row already? Is there any more you can give or the players can give?
No, it's final after final after final after final after final after final what we play, pretty much. That's how it is. That's how we prepared. That's how we set it up. That's the situation. So as if, what kind of different situation could be out there? So there'll be 10 points ahead or whatever, and it's like 10 games to go, and everybody tells you you're through and that's it already. Where will the celebrations be? And I'll tell you what, they feel uncomfortable. Not that it happened often in my life, but it's really uncomfortable to sit in a situation. So now everything is in front of us. Attack it, chase it, go for it. That's what we do. But we know the only chance we have. Again, it's great to be in a quarterfinal, but when a quarterfinal and you stick in a quarterfinal, it means you lost the quarterfinal. And who wants to do that? So it's only a success. We go to the semifinal. Then you're on the semifinal. You want to go to the final. Final, great achievement, outstanding. Last game of the season or whenever the FA Cup will be, you lose it, and everything was. That's our life. But we want to go in this. We want to go in this direction. We want to be in and around these most decisive moments, and that's intense. But that's not a surprise, and not the first time for us. We enjoy it a lot. But on the other side, it's intense as well. So it's not an easy holiday trip where you think that we enjoy that as well. But this is obviously slightly different.
You spoke about Mo's famous. How the rest of the squad looking? Could we see Konate back, for instance, or anybody else?
Yeah, Konate, he was back. Millie and Kostas stand in this moment are out. And I think that's it. But no, they're ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Arsenal at the moment is sort of where you were in your first sort of 12, 18 months at Liverpool, trying to get back into the top four. Do you see similarities with what they're building with what you were doing? They're having sort of exciting players, attack-minded players.
I don't know if they would like it if I say yes, there are similarities, to be honest. you can say it like this. It's a massive club, and obviously qualification for international football in the last few years was not exactly like they wanted it. And if they would make the Champions League this year, I think that would feel as good as it felt for us when we did it the first time. Yeah. How is that? It's a step in the right for them in the right direction. Obviously, it's a really exciting team. And yeah, it's good. I think as Arsenal fans, since I'm in England, it was not always like easy to enjoy. But at the moment, I'm pretty sure they're all in a good mood. And that's how football should be, that your supporters are positive about the things you are doing. And I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it is at Arsenal.
Any more for the open section? All done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.